Routine work at Elmshaven. Ellen White's work continued, usually beginning early in the day. Her correspondence had dwindled to a trickle. There were not many new issues, and most questions coming into her and her staff could be answered by materials written earlier. In the midst of writing a letter to Elder and Mrs. Haskell, who were conducting evangelistic work in Portland, Maine, she interjected the words, "The bell is ringing, calling me to worship and breakfast, so I will stop." She had just expressed her pleasure in receiving their encouraging reports, and had written, "I hope to visit Portland again. I would like to be there now, but it seems too great a risk to go just as the cold season is coming on." At Elmshaven, there was a new development that especially interested a proud grandmother. Her twin grandsons, Herbert and Henry, now 15 years of age, were becoming interested in printing, perhaps not strange in view of the family history and tradition, for James White had started what had become two large publishing houses in the United States, and Edson had started a third. From Nashville, Edson sent the boys, as a present, a little printing press he no longer had use for. When it arrived in late 1910, it was in somewhat less than usable condition. But the anticipation of receiving the little press had set in motion dreams of a new venture that not even the poor condition of the equipment could dampen. In fact, some have said that the Whites had printer's ink instead of blood in their veins. At any rate, hope could not be repressed, and the grandmother, who had a decade earlier given Willie 7 acres of land as a home site with the instruction that it was to be the children's schoolroom and playground, was now prepared to encourage the new line of developing interest in the new generation of Whites. William, so heavily involved in the interests of the cause of God that he was seemingly only seldom at home with his family, was deprived the privilege of working closely with his boys in this new development. But the trusted Clarence Chrysler, who had some printing experience, was drawn into the situation. In San Francisco he bought, at Ellen White's expense, a little printing press and basic printing equipment. The second-hand Chandler and Price press, operated by foot power, was purchased for $125. Type, ink, and printing supplies cost another $500 or more. In mid-October, as Chrysler was working in Mountain View seeing the Acts of the Apostles through the press, Herbert joined him for a day. He received instruction from the foreman, watched the photo engraving process from start to finish, worked in the type room and the job press room, wrote a meal press for 2 hours, and watched makeup on the rotary press. That evening was spent in one of the large newspaper offices in San Francisco watching a daily paper put together. That did it. From that time on, Herbert had an obsession to print. Henry, much interested, would join him in this very natural White family venture. A portion of the fruit shed, just north of the big barn at Elmshaven, was partitioned off and the printing equipment moved in. Soon over the door were seen the words Elmshaven Press. From the start, the job printing done by the Elmshaven Press was of high quality. It was an after-school activity, but the business grew, and before long the entire first floor of the fruit shed was occupied by the printing office. Ellen White was pleased with the development, which became the means of meeting school expenses for the boys and their sister Grace. When the twins were ready for college, they sold the business to nearby Pacific Union College with the understanding that they would manage the growing enterprise and teach printing. The college press has since provided both employment and training to thousands of young people, some of whom would be distinguished by high editorial and executive positions. College finished, both Herbert and Henry were called to mission service in China, Herbert as superintendent of the Science Publishing Company in Shanghai and Henry to school administration farther north.